Skagway residents get ready for some spring cleaning, and Alaska prepares a national advertising campaign to promote tourism to the 49th state. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Spring cleaning hits the streets of Skagway this coming Saturday with the Clean Sweep. KHNS's Mike Swayze reports.
This Saturday, April 17th, we'll see the Skagway Chamber of Commerce's annual spring cleaning event called the Clean Sweep. According to Chamber of Commerce Office Administrator Blaine Merrow, the event has been a way to clean up the streets of Skagway after long, blustery winters for over 25 years.
It's just a great way to clean up the city. And I mean, I'm already looking out my window and seeing tons of trash that's just kind of being blown around. So hopefully the snow will melt, and by Saturday we'll have good weather for people to get out there and do it.
Saturday's forecast for now is calling for highs in the low 50s with mostly sunny skies. Merrow says groups will stop by the Chamber office at 7th and State Street to pick up their trash and recycling bags and get assigned a section of the city to clean. Groups can pick their favorite location on the map, if it's still available, or be assigned an area at random.
Yep. No, there's maps that go all the way out to Dyea. So everything is mapped off. We make sure that all the maps contain every single block and inch of this community. The railroad tracks, the whole bit.
Registration for the event starts at 9 a.m., and the clean sweep usually wraps up by noon. According to Merrow, participants will drop off their bags at the city maintenance building on 5th and Alaska, and the maintenance crew will complete the process of delivering the refuse to the incinerator.
We've always had a really great turnout. It's never lacked in people wanting to clean up the community. And it's just a great way for the kids to get out there as well with their families or their friends. And it's just one of the events that the Chamber sponsors and puts on, and it's just a great way to give back to the community.
Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
Operators of two large mines near Juneau say at least a quarter of their personnel are already partially vaccinated. Anyone 16 or over who lives or works in Alaska is eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine. Mine operators say they don't have any incentive program to encourage workers to get vaccinated. Instead, they help with scheduling appointments and providing transportation to vaccination clinics if it's in the middle of a work shift. Rochelle Lindley of Core Alaska's Kensington Mine, north of Juneau, says timing is a challenge. They must plan around workers' three-week-on, three-week-off schedule, whether they live in Alaska or out of state.
Some people are commuting, some people are here in town. Our staff is working really hard to try and accommodate those schedules, working on logistics with employees, so scheduling, working out transportation, hotels if needed, meals, and then working with some local clinics to schedule vaccination appointments for our employees.
Lindley says 370 people work at Kensington. Hecla Mining Company's Mike Satry says out-of-state workers typically quarantine in Juneau for 5 days before heading out to the Greens Creek mine on Admiralty Island. He says quarantine protocols may eventually be relaxed for those who are fully vaccinated.
And then ultimately we hope that when we have a substantial number of vaccinated employees at the mine, that's going to coincide with a substantial number of vaccinated residents. And the whether it's the state or the city, will be able to make changes in travel and testing requirements.
Satry says 450 people work at Greens Creek. Lindley says about 25 employees tested positive at the mine site or while in quarantine back in August. But she says they haven't had any similar outbreaks since they instituted robust testing strategies. Satry says they had an amazingly low number of positive cases detected in quarantine. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced on Friday that Alaska's state government will conduct a national advertising campaign to support the tourism industry this summer. He spoke at a news conference at the hangar for Wings Airways, which flies cruise passengers for sightseeing around Juneau. The governor repeated his calls for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to allow a cruise season.
This is an economic death grapple right now with individuals that are focused on health.
He says Alaska has proven that it can keep visitors and state residents healthy during the pandemic.
We know what we're doing here. I'm not saying this out of arrogance. I'm saying look at the data, look at the results. Look at what happened with the fishing industry. Look what happened with the mining industry. Look what happened with the oil industry.
The CDC's position is just one federal issue that could prevent cruise ships from coming to Alaska. Another is a federal law that requires cruise ships headed to Alaska to stop in Canada, which won't allow stops until next year. Dunleavy signed a resolution asking Congress and President Biden to exempt Alaska from the law. Juneau Democratic Senator Jesse Keel sponsored the resolution. He says the cruise season can happen without any safety shortcuts.
The simple fact is that this is a live or die moment for the economy of a huge portion of our state.
Dunleavy's office says tourism businesses will receive federal-funded relief grants. The governor says details of the tourism plan will be announced this week, including how he's proposing to fund the aid. Juneau tourism business leaders spoke about the effect the shutdown is having on them. Risha Wilson owns the Hangar on the Wharf and other Juneau restaurants. She says that while all Alaska restaurants benefit from visitors, 75% of her restaurant's business comes from either cruise passengers or seasonal tourism workers.
The difference here in Juneau is our business model and the infrastructure that we've developed over the last 25 years relies on what I call a cruise-dependent market.
A representative for Holland America says that even if a wave of a magic wand removed all obstacles for a cruise season, it would still take until at least July 1st for cruises to start. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.